The North Peace SPCA have reopened their doors on 89th Avenue in Fort St. John, after 2 years of struggling to provide in-person services, as the old facility was closed in 2022, deemed unsafe for use. 2023 saw a delay due to zoning constraints. Jamie Blair, BCSPCA Senior Manager of Animal Care Services, Adrian McBride, BCSPCA Senior Director, and Janine Devonshire, the new manager for the North Peace SPCA, presented to Fort St. John City Council on March 11, providing an overview on the new animal care center. McBride says the new facility has three phases of construction, with phase one complete, which means the lobby and cat adoptions rooms are ready. 63 animals have been brought to the center in 2024, 32 of them being cats and kittens. "So we are doing adoptions and other administrative work out of that space," said McBride. "Furniture and other touches will be added to the lobby as the remaining phases complete. Work is being done as part of phase two, building a warehouse space that will be used to kennel dogs, a laundry room, exercise area, accessible washroom, and a food preparation center." The SPCA has partnered with the North Peace Veterinary Clinic to meet kenneling needs in the meantime, but they expect they'll be able to welcome dogs in the center by the end of this summer. Blair manages centers for the interior and northern BC and said she's glad to welcome Devonshire to their team as the center's manager. Four full-time staff positions have been filled in Fort St. John. "We have a full complement of staff that are here serving the community, are excited to continue serving the community, and can't wait to open," she said. "So I'm really pleased to see what this team is going to carry forward in the months ahead." Devonshire said she's excited to work with the BCSPCA and the Fort St. John community, inviting council to take a tour of the new center. "Residents have already reached out to volunteer at the center," she added. "We have had people reach out to us, and I'm already starting to get them on board," said Devonshire. Cown. Trevor Boland said the new facility is a win for residents, but also hopes to see more communication from the SPCA in the future for the public's peace of mind. "There was a period in time, which I'm sure you will agree, that it was if the SPCA was not in town," noted Boland. "And that causes a lot of concern for people. Fort St. John loves the SPCA, they absolutely love the work that you do. I don't think that at any point in time anybody would ever turn their back on the SPCA. But I think that people need to hear that this progress is happening," he added. Cown. And Acting Mayor Gord Clausen thanked the trio for their presentation, and commended them for the services the SPCA provides, echoing Boland's sentiments. "This community cares a lot about their pets, and that they're taken care of, and that those that don't have a home have somewhere to go, which is you guys, so thank you for providing that, and let's make sure the community knows that you're here and you're doing a good job," he said. You can read a copy of their presentation below. BCSPCA presentation to Fort St. John City Council by Tom Summer on Scribd.